I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is March 26, 1941, and the title is A Horse Changes Brands. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger.
Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Outlaws and renegades, rustlers and road agents, learned to fear his strength and courage. The stories of his daring and resourcefulness were told around 1,000 campfires, and "Hi-yo, Silver!" came to be the battle cry of justice on the frontier. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's going to be trouble! We've got to hurry! I'll Silver, away!
Taking advantage of the blackness of the night, two horsemen rode slowly toward the Lazy Y corral. The bunkhouse, some distance beyond the corral, was dark and silent.
Be the dickens to pay if Ma Hasty was to wake up and see us stealing one of her horses.
Slip out of your saddle and follow me.
I got my rope. Which one should I lasso?
First, we get inside the corral.
Doggone gate. Creaks like a wailing catamount.
Which horse?
I gotta pick out one that can't be mistook.
Yeah. I want to fix Tex Hanlon so that everybody'll be certain sure he stole this horse.
How about that black?
You couldn't tell him from any other, except by the foot. There's the one. That sorrel horse with a blaze on his forehead.
Yeah.
Spread your rope.
Start him, sir, Sheriff. I'll rope the sorrel when he comes by.
Get up there. Now, get him.
Right.
Sheriff, snap the rope around the tipper.
I got it.
He's roped. I'll hold him taut.
Quick, in the saddle, Hoover. Here's your rope. I'll head that horse for Tex Hanlon's outfit. I'll close the gate behind you.
Time to vamoose, Sheriff.
All fixed, Hoover. We didn't wake a living soul, either. Get traveling.
Huh? You ain't going with me to put this horse in with Hanlon's herd?
Of course I ain't. I'm going to rouse up Maw Hasty and the Lazy Y cowhands. I'm going to tell the horse thief has been at their corral.
Oh, I savvy, Sheriff. You roused him out and tell him it was Hanlon took the sorrel horse, huh?
I won't have to say it was Hanlon. But I'll see to it they follow your trail. And that trail's going to lead straight to Tex Hanlon. Now start traveling.
By the time you and Maw Hasty and the boys bust in on Hanlon, I'll have the horse planted and be gone. Sure is slick, Sheriff. Get up there.
Slick as a whistle. Yeah, I'll get Tex Hanlon hanged for horse stealing, and all his horses will belong to me as sheriff of the county. Well, I reckon Jubal's got enough of a head start. Better rouse up the Lazy Y. Come on.
Hey! Oh, Hasty! You hombres, turn out! Horse thief, turn out! Oh, Hasty!
Who's there?
Oh, Hasty, it's me, the sheriff.
Waking folks up in the middle of the night. You're plumb fortunate you didn't get your head tore off by a shotgun.
Grab your horses, you men. Saddle up. There's a horse thief loose.
What's that? A horse thief Anderson, my corral.
I seen him. Don't know who he was, but he lit out that way. Get up a posse.
Sheriff, you're correct. There ain't no ornery two-legged hombre can steal more Hasty's horses. Come on, you lazy Y riders. Get your guns and saddle up. We're going after that thieving night rider.
Tonto!
Tonto, you went ahead to take a look at that ranch layout. What's the trouble?
Plenty of trouble, Kemosabe. Me creep up close. Hear plenty talk. Them horse thieves.
Horse thieves? Here, Silver. What's the rest of it, Tonto?
Lazy white horse taken from Corral. Sheriff, another fella, them bad men.
The sheriff, a horse thief?
That right. Him send other fella with horse, make it look like man named Hanlon steal horse.
I see. All right, Tonto. Looks like you and I...
What matter?
Horses along the gully. Listen.
Master, you're
gone, Coyote! You mad, that ornery horse stealer! Looks like Tex Hanlon, boy. Bring a point horse in place. Tonto, you heard? There's no time to waste. What you said is true. Tex Hanlon may soon be swinging at the end of a rope for a horse he didn't steal.
That make trouble for him.
Tonto, we've got to get to Hanlon's place before that posse. We'll head along this side of the ridge so we can't be seen. Come on, Silver.
Hit him up, Scout!
I'll Silver, away!
All right, mister. I got a gun pointing right at you and your engine pod. Speak your piece.
You hear us come,
I heard some noise before, so I got out of the bunk. That's how come I was ready for you. What do you want here?
Hanlon, we've come to warn you. There's a posse of lazy wire riders coming here. They think you're a horse thief.
Horse thief? But you're local.
Where's your herd of horses?
Right yonder, mister, in the corral.
Have you looked at it lately?
Huh?
That noise you heard before must have been when the real horse thief left a lazy Y horse in your corral.
I don't believe it.
Then you'd better take a look. That posse will be here pronto.
All right, mister. I'll take a look, see. It sure sounds like a local yarn to me. There's the corral. Even in the moon, it don't look like the center of them roam. All I gotta do is... What in...
Hanlon, is that your branding iron?
No, it ain't mine. Hey, let me get it. Hey, it's still hot.
That's a running iron, Hanlon. The kind used by rustlers to change one brand into another.
It ain't mine. Mister, maybe you ain't local after all.
That horse there.
Huh?
The sorrel horse with the blaze on his forehead, Tonto?
That one me see.
Well, I'll be... Mister, that ain't one of my springer horses.
That's a lazy Y horse, Hanlon.
Some owner of coyote brung him here. Changed the brand to mine and left him in my bunch.
What are you going
to
do? That posse's coming.
I ain't no horse thief. Let him come.
If they find that horse, Hanlon, you go to jail.
Maybe you get hanged.
Injun, I ain't hanging for no horse I didn't steal. And furthermore, obliged as I am to you, mister, I ain't running out neither.
Don't be a fool, Hanlon. You haven't a chance.
I'm staying.
Him stubborn like bull.
All right, Hanlon. If you won't get that horse out of here, then Tonto and I will.
Huh?
Open the corral, Tonto. Let's get that sorrel and...
It's too late. They come.
The posse from the Lazy Y.
We tried to help you. Now there isn't time for anything.
Quick, we get away.
Hanlon, are you staying?
Mister, I am. I ain't no horse thief and nobody's making me vamoose.
Very well. Tonto, head for the hills.
You come too.
No, Kemosabe, I'm staying here.
You stay. They put you in jail too.
I'm staying.
Mister, I can handle this myself.
You're talking big, Hanlon. You haven't a chance of handling it by yourself. Do as I say, Tonto. Head for the hills. Adios.
And Tonto, do what you say. Adios. Get him up, Scout.
All right, Hanlon. Better start thinking what to say. Here comes the posse.
Well, Sheriff, what's the ruckus?
Hanlon, who's this gent with you?
Well, I never seen him before.
Sheriff! Sheriff, that's my horse, the sorrel with the blaze. And look at here, a branding iron.
Yeah. Couple of you boys rope that horse and bring him over so we can see the brand.
All right,
Tex, you and your friends stand right still, or this gun in my hand might take an ocean to go off, savvy?
Oh, I didn't rustle that horse.
Ain't nothing low in a horse thief, Tex Hanlon, nothing.
Mister, you ain't saying much.
I prefer to watch, Sheriff.
Yeah? Well, watch while Ma Hasty takes a look at the brand on this here sorrel horse.
Keep your gun on him, Sheriff.
Every gun in this posse's pointing at him, Ma. Well...
Sheriff, I demand that you arrest Tex Hanlon for horse stealing. That's my horse, and the brand's been changed less than an hour ago.
You can't arrest me, I tell you.
That's enough, Hanlon. You, mister.
Talking to me?
We want to see what you look like under that hat brim. Take off that hat.
Well, listen, this gent ain't got nothing to do with his.
Never mind, Hanlon. I'll take my hat off.
Masked man!
Gosh, mister, I didn't know you was masked.
Oh, you didn't know. Don't try to fool us, Hanlon. Well, Ma, I reckon this sort of puts the clincher on it. Any gent that travels with a masked man can't be anything but a horse stealer.
Sheriff, you better put him both in jail. Hanlon and the masked up, too.
Now, you're going to stay in that calaboose till comes time to try you in court.
And that day ain't far off, neither.
Sheriff.
Well, mister?
I'm just wondering, Sheriff. What about Hanlon's string of horses?
What about them?
What happens to those horses?
All of them is most likely stolen, like that Lazy Y horse.
That's a doggone...
Sheriff, you haven't answered me.
All right, mister, if you want to know so all fired bad, I take care of those horses.
You?
Sure. Property of the prisoner becomes the property of the county. And being as I'm the duly elected officer of this here county, I reckon I get them. And the same goes for that white horse of yours, too, mister.
Well, that ornery polecat.
Helen, you should have taken my advice.
It's too late for that now, mister. I can't figure why you didn't cut and run, though.
I wanted to get a closer look at the sheriff.
He can't touch them horses.
If you hang, there's no one to stop him. I'd like to see him touch Silver, though. He'd have a real fight on his hands. Hanlon, I wanted to ask you.
Yeah?
There's something mighty familiar about that sheriff. I think I've seen him before. What's his name?
Drucker.
How long has he been here?
Well, he sloped into town about 3 years ago, mister.
I see. Was he by any chance riding a gray mare with a bullet clip right here?
Hey, how did you know? That's the horse. He got rid of it plenty fast, though.
Yes, I imagine he did.
Mister, what's up? Is it something about the sheriff?
His name is not Drucker.
Well, what in tarnation is his name?
Never mind that now, Hanlon. But when the time comes, you'll find out. And the sheriff won't like it. Not one bit.
Went off as slick as a whistle, Sheriff. And that last hombre being there didn't hurt none either.
He gives me the shivers, Jubal.
Behind bars, ain't he?
He's got a pair of eyes that look right through you. I don't like it.
Sheriff, you don't think maybe he knows you before you come here?
Shut up about that.
But all I said was...
How about trying to ride that white horse again?
No, no, not me. That horse is pure dynamite. I ain't trying again.
And sell him unless he's broke.
Then you do it.
Well, we'll let it go for a while. First thing is to get them two hanged, and we can take our own good... Well, Injun, what are you staring at?
That plenty good horse.
Ram loose, Injun.
On your way, Redskin.
Me go, pronto. Me go.
More doggone Injuns roaming around this territory.
Them try ride Silver. That plenty funny. Tonight, when darkness come, me go to jail. Tell friends.
It's black as pitch, mister. Sounds like somebody trying to...
Come for a friend.
Tonto. Tonto, I've been waiting for you. I knew you'd understand when I sent you away.
Tonto understand. Me got key for jail here.
Tonto, did you get a good look at the sheriff?
Him and other fella tried to ride Silver. Silver not let him.
Listen, Kemosabe. The sheriff is going to try to bring us to trial as fast as possible. Did you recognize the sheriff, Tonto?
Carson Gap. 3 year ago.
I've got to get to Carson Gap, Tonto. Where's Silver?
Silver, him in back. Get the door open.
What's it now?
No, Hanlon, you're staying. Tonto will stay in my place.
The Indian is staying?
Staying in my place, yes. Unless I get to Carson Gap and back before the trial, it may be too late.
You go, not me. Silver, make journey fast.
Somebody's coming. I've got to hurry. Keep your back to the cell door, Tonto. That'll give me a head start. I'll be back.
Indian, what's he talking about? How can you give him a head start by keeping your back to him?
Somebody come. You not make noise.
Oh, it's you gents I heard talking, huh? Thinking maybe you could... Hey, what the... The key, right in the lock. I'll give that deputy a talking to for that. As long as you're both still inside, I guess you're nothing to worry about, though. You're right in the lock, and you didn't even know it.
Injun, I get what you mean. The sheriff seen us in the dark and figured you was a mace man.
You listen. Friend on horse now.
I sure hope he gets back from Carson Gap for the trial, whatever he's going after. That's a long ride, Injun. A long ride.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. When Tex Hanlon was accused of horse stealing, the Lone Ranger allowed himself to be jailed with the Wrangler. But that night, Tonto took his place. The masked man started for Carson Gap. The following morning, the sheriff walked toward the cell, took one look, and...
What in tarnation?
You letting us out, Sheriff?
How'd that Injun get in there?
He come last night.
Where's the masked man?
Reckon you ought to know, Sheriff.
Injun, answer me. Where's that masked man?
Him go away last night. Me take him place.
All right, suit yourself, Injun. You'll stay in there anyways for helping the prisoner to escape.
I reckon he put one over on you, Sheriff.
You'll do your laughing now, Hanlon, while you can. I'll see that you get the end of a rope mighty soon. Jubal! Jubal, where are you?
Something gone wrong, Sheriff?
Plenty. That masked hombre's vamoosed.
Huh?
Skedaddle, run out. You recollect that Indian we seen yesterday, always trying to break the horses?
Yeah.
Well, he's in the jail instead of the masked man.
Well, I'll get... You mean...
When I looked in last night, I seen two shadows in the dark. I figured certain it was Hanlon and the masked man. And all the time, it was the engine in Hanlon.
The mask gent's gone?
Ain't you got it through your thick head yet? Long gone. Jubal, I found that key in the lock. Was that any of your doing?
Me?
Answer me, you ornery coyote.
Let me go. It weren't me, I swear. It must have been the engine that took the key off the hook.
Oh, yeah, I reckon so.
Why in thunder didn't Hanlon and the engine run out, too? It don't make sense. Unless...
Unless what?
Sheriff, maybe that masked hombre knows.
Huh?
Maybe he knows about 3 years ago at Cossum Gap.
You mean it's a trap?
Well, what else? The engine and Hanlon stay here. The masked man goes off to bring proof of what you done back in Cossum Gap.
Maybe you're right. Maybe...
What are you staring out the door for, Sheriff?
Look, that white horse, it ain't there no more.
The masked man lit out. That proves it.
Last night.
I reckon you better get that trial started as soon as possible, Sheriff. I hope you don't have to make tracks out of town.
Yeah, Jubal. We gotta do some thinking. That masked fella must be getting close to Carson's Gap right now.
Good horse, Silver. We're nearing Carson's Gap. Up this rise. That's it. Up. Hold up, Silver. We stop here. Well, there it is. 5 miles ahead of us, old fella. He covered the ground faster than ever before. Carson's Gap. Man, I want us down there, Silver. As soon as I put on this disguise, we're riding into town.
Get it back! Go on there, boy!
There's the man we want, Silver. Right up beside him. Radigan. Marshal Radigan.
How can it be, mister?
I've ridden a long way to get you, Marshal.
Don't think I know you, mister.
Come in here for a moment, between the buildings.
All right, mister, speak your piece.
Marshal, you're looking for a man named Benzer.
Okay.
3 years ago, he rode out of here in a hurry, riding a gray with a twisted right ear. He'd been looking for him ever since.
Mister, what do you know about Benzer?
You still want that man?
When Benzer vamoosed, he was wanted for everything from stage robbery to killing. And we still want him.
I know where he is, but now he uses the name of Drucker.
Drucker or Benzer, it's all the same. Where is this?
Meet me on the bluff outside of town just as soon as you can saddle your horse, Marshal. I'll take you to him.
The bluff outside of town? Mister, I don't know you from Adam. For all I know, this might be an ambush, but... Well, a lawman's used to taking chances. Give me a half hour. I'll see you on the bluff. Hello! Hey, here's the meeting spot. Where is that gent?
You made fast time, Marshal.
Quit it.
I was waiting behind the clump of cottonwoods.
Yeah, what's the idea? The mash.
Don't slap leather, Marshal.
Oh, your gun's out already. Mister, you got the fastest draw I ever seen. But you wasn't masked in Carson's Gap.
I wore a disguise. Marshal, the sooner we start after Benzer, the better.
Wait a second. That horse you got. The white horse and a man wearing a mask. The mask might be anybody, but I can judge horse flesh. There ain't but one horse in all the West fits that one. You are the Lone Ranger. Mister, holster them guns. I'm riding with you. No need for questions.
Good. It's a long trip. Come on, Silver.
Get up there.
The life of an innocent man depends on us, Marshal. Faster.
Lead the way, mister. I'm right with you.
Come on, Silver. Harold Silver, away!
What I want to say to you folks is we ought to have that trial as soon as we can. Get all the evidence we need again, Hanlon.
What's the hurry, Sheriff? I got work to do on my ranch. I can't tend court today.
And you got
to
do it tomorrow.
Sure. The sooner a horse thief gets his hanging, the better it is all around.
So long as it's according to the law.
Ma, today we'll let pass. But Hanlon's got to be tried tomorrow morning. I'm Sheriff and I'm saying so.
Tomorrow morning. Well, reckon I can make it, Sheriff. Is that agreeable with you, gent?
Yes,
all settled, then. Now I'm ambling.
Tomorrow morning early, now. All you get here. We got to have a jury all proper.
Don't none of you forget.
Well, that's that, Jubal.
Sheriff, are you local? Tomorrow morning. Masked gent has a mighty fast horse.
All the way to Carson's Gap and back by tomorrow? Mighty nigh impossible. Don't forget that horse has to travel both ways.
Yeah, but still, Sheriff...
Besides, Jubal, I got it figured we can win either way. Even if he does get here.
You have?
You get your horse, you're riding.
Yeah?
I want you to keep watch, Jubal. If you get out on the rise just outside of town, you can see the trail from Carson's Gap for miles. As soon as you see that white horse, you head back as fast as your horse can travel.
He'll be here?
Yeah, getting ready to hold the trial. I'll see that Hanlon and the engine both get took care of.
Without a trial?
Just get out there and watch. I know what I'm doing.
Mister, I can't keep up with you.
Keep riding, Marshal. We'll keep on through the night and reach the town soon after sunrise.
My horse can't keep up with Silver. No horse can do it.
Marshal, I'm masked. Your authority is needed to arrest Benzer. Keep up with me as long as you can. If I have to leave you behind, I'll do it. But only if I have to.
Get up, horse. Pound the dust.
Come on, Silver. Dawn isn't far away.
And as the Lone Ranger and the Marshal raced along, Jubal waited near the town. The sky in the east turned from gray to red. The sun rose above the horizon and sent its light across the vast stretches of the prairie. And then...
That's them. That's the white horse. He's still miles away. But I gotta warn the sheriff. Get up! Get up!
In the town, Jubal raced to the store, which was to serve as a courtroom. He whispered a few words in the sheriff's ear. The sheriff nodded and turned to Ma Hasty and the others.
You folks get ready for the trial. I'm going over to the calaboose and get the prisoner.
We'll be waiting, Sheriff.
Jubal. Yeah? You stay here. If the masked army and the gent with him show up, start slinging lead, savvy? You drop them both.
Both? Sheriff, I can do for the masked man, but the other gent, maybe he's alarming.
Do like I tell you. There ain't nobody going to prevent you from shooting a fella in a mask. As for the other one, you can always say he stopped the bullet accidental-like. You can say you got in your range of fire.
I get you.
I'm heading for the calaboose. Hanlon and the Indian won't never come to trial. I told you my scheme.
It's a slick one for sure. I'll stay right here.
Be sure you shoot first.
Don't worry. I'll pull trigger as soon as I see that mask.
Come on, boy.
Hey, who's them two riders?
Say, that looks like a masked man.
Mister, look out. The fellow's reaching for his gun.
I'll get the mask.
Leave your gun on the ground.
My hand.
You're not hurt.
Won't nobody draw? We got you covered.
Mister, they ain't nobody going to draw like Jubal done. No man can stand against lightning.
None of you trust me. But you're going to when you hear the man who came with me.
They're outlaws, both of them. Reach for your guns. Give them what for.
Jubal, one more word from you.
What's it all about? Who is other gent?
His name is Radigan. He's the United States Marshal.
Oh, United States Marshal?
Yes, a masked man brought me from Carson's Gap. I come here to arrest your sheriff.
Drucker
isn't his real name. He's a killer named Benzer. He's been wanted for 3 years. Here's the papers all about it.
Marshal, this clears things up considerable. No wonder the sheriff was in such an all-fired hurry to get Hanlon hanged.
The sheriff and Jubal stole that horse. They made Hanlon take the blame so the sheriff could get Hanlon's horses and make money on them.
Yeah, it got me, masked man. But I ain't no killer. I just done like Benzer said.
You better save that for the trial, you sneaking coyote.
Where's the sheriff now?
He went to the jailhouse to fetch a prisoner.
Mister, if I tell you something, will you go easy on me?
It depends.
You keep looking down the street, Jubal. What is it? Out with it.
Benzer, he's aiming to kill Hanlon and the engine.
He can't do that.
How fast, Jubal? How?
He's letting them both out, savvy. When he gets them out of the jailhouse, he'll have a gun on them. He's going to shoot them in the back and claim they tried to escape.
What?
Come on, Silver. The rest of you follow me. Hurry, Silver. Hurry.
All right, Hanlon. Injun, you're going on trial. Walk ahead of me, slow. Open that door, Hanlon. It's a long walk to the court, but don't try nothing.
I know all about you, Sheriff. The engine told me. You and Jubal done that horse stealing.
Well, I reckon then I gotta take care of both of you. Just keep walking.
We not try to get away.
I got a gun, Injun. You and Hanlon ain't got guns. I'm gonna take care of both of you right now.
You're seeing cold, can't
you? You won't even know when it comes, neither. Why don't you start running? Start running.
He's gonna shoot. We gotta run fast.
No, we not run.
Him want us run.
All right, then, have it your own way. Run or not, as you please. But it looks like you started to. I'm going to shoot you right this
way. Get down, both of you!
The masked man!
Oh!
Get his gun, Tonto. He won't get away.
You come past.
Mister, you saved our hides. This rattlesnake was going to shoot us in the back.
He'll do no more shooting, Hanlon. Stand still, Sheriff.
No, the masked man got the sheriff. He got him.
Hanlon, you all right? You ain't hurt?
The masked man saved us.
Marshal, I'll turn this criminal over to you. He's your prisoner.
Lindsay, you're under arrest. You're coming back to Carson's Gap to stand trial.
Now, wait a minute.
You don't have to say nothing. Jubal said plenty.
Yeah. And if you want to know who just shot the gun from your hand, the marshal just told us. The masked man you tried to beat is the Lone Ranger. And, mister, there ain't nobody can beat the Lone Ranger.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site, now formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.